This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
Say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here!
Say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here!
A few hundred Harvard University students and faculty members rallied on the campus this afternoon against President Trump's decision to end the DACA program. DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. President Obama started the program by executive order in 2012. It defers the deportation of people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And it allows those dreamers, as they're called, to get Social Security numbers, work permits, and driver's licenses. That is, if they earn high school diplomas or GEDs and don't get into trouble criminally. The Trump administration says it's up to Congress to enact any such program, and it will be phased out over the next 6 months, giving Congress time to replace it. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us from Harvard for reaction there. Tell us about the scene this afternoon at the rally and what kind of crowd is showing up there.
It was a big crowd, about 300 or 400 members of the Harvard community, and it was less of a rally and more of a kind of public listening post. There were a handful of DACA and undocumented students standing on the steps of Memorial Church in Harvard Yard, and they talked about their lives. They talked about having to live in the shadows. They talked about their concern for what they called mixed-status families, parents or relatives who are not documented and might be under particular threat. And everyone thanked the community members who came out for their show of support.
Max, what kind of change did they tell you that they are anticipating? What do they think might happen to them?
Well, I think there's still not a particularly clear picture of what post-DACA life will look like for these students. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a student named Jin Park who spoke to me. He's benefited from the DACA program. He came to the United States from South Korea when he was 3, and then the family overstayed their visa. Park says the wind down of the program that allowed him to live and work here kind of comes as a big blow, even though he knew the program was fragile.
Although this was an executive order, so it wasn't permanent, and I and others in the community understood that, it still afforded an incredible opportunity to participate in civic life, to be employed, to contribute to the communities.
And now Jin is rightly, I guess, worried that that opportunity may be going away. But he said there's another effect of DACA. Since he received DACA status, Park said he felt free to speak about his immigrant story. And he says he wonders if America could really go back to where it was before this action, or whether we now have to go on and deal in a much more broad way with the millions of people living in this country illegally.
At some point, something has to give. There are 11.5 million undocumented immigrants. We've been here, most of us, more than a decade. So in a certain way, I feel that this is something necessary to push the conversation forward.
Harvard President Drew Faust, I know, has been very vocal in support of DACA and against President Trump's plan to eliminate it. What was her response today, Max?
Yeah, President Faust basically slammed the elimination of DACA in a letter to the whole Harvard community. She called it a, quote, cruel policy, and she said that it, quote, recognizes neither justice nor mercy. Event organizers here said 60 or so Harvard students self-identify as being in the country illegally. An immigration attorney who is working full-time on the DACA program told me it might be as high as twice that. That attorney has been brought aboard to serve full-time to field questions from students affected by the ban. They've got other resources set up, like a 24-hour hotline, and lots of information and advice. And Faust has said that she'll lobby Congress to look for a legislative solution to the DACA problem for the remainder of her term as president. That'll end next year.
Next year. And Max, very briefly, this does not take effect, this phase out of the program, for another 6 months. Is anyone there thinking this might be an overreaction given the delay and the chance for Congress to pass a law?
I wouldn't say that they think of it as an overreaction. A lot of them think of DACA, even though they benefited from it, as kind of a half measure. And I think a lot of them, though they're feeling very uncertain, are excited to lobby for a permanent legislative solution to their problem.
Max Larkin reports for Edify, and right now reporting live from Harvard Yard, WBUR's education team, Edify. Max Larkin, thanks a lot. It's now 5:30.